Questions, please.
Mike, what did it mean to have Aaron and Clay both as full participants yesterday?
Well, it's always good when you have full participation. I think really the structure of practice had a lot to do with that too. But yeah, I mean, Aaron's getting better. Clay's getting better. So it was good to have a quality work from those guys.
Obviously, Aaron plays pretty well without practice, but what is the biggest impact on him as far as getting up to speed?
Well, it's important for all your players to practice, and not only really for themselves, particularly veteran players, accomplished veteran players, but really the timing with everybody else. So, I mean, that's always been a focus for us. You would like to rest veteran players or be smart with the reps and so forth, but, this is a team game. It's 11-on-11. This is, you just can't just have one guy and not practice and think that the cohesiveness is going to be there when you play. So you always try to find balance in that.
How did Demarius hurt his shoulder? Is there any concern there over his shoulder going forward?
Demarius is just working through some things. I mean, it's just this time of year. Guys are banged up, so he's making progress.
What has Joe Thomas done well at inside linebacker since he's kind of taken a full-time role here the last several weeks?
Joe's been very consistent. He's particularly done very well in our sub packages, in his time on special teams too. So Joe's just a very good instinctive football player. His reps have obviously increased throughout the season. So I think Joe's having a very good year.
Like, what's the outlook for Nick Perry at this point?
Nick Perry's going to work some tomorrow. I had a chance to work yesterday and just experiment with the cast and so forth. So he's still working through that process.
Well, as you mentioned, some guys are banged up. Seems like some guys are playing through some things. Aaron's used the word gritty to describe this team. Do you agree this team's maybe especially tough or gritty?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of grit as a football team. This is a very resilient football team. And this is the time of year you have to have it. So everybody's fighting through it. We've had our fair share of players miss games, but once again, this the way they practice, their commitment, and everything that they do has been very impressive. But this is nice theory talk. I know that the holidays are around the corner, but we need to beat the Vikings. So grit, everything else involved. That's what we're focused on.
Speaking of holidays, there's a lot going on, family schedules and everything else. How much of a challenge is that for you as far as, A, your staff, and B, keeping the players focused on Saturday?
It's part of your scheduling. I mean, you have to factor all those things in. You'd be naive not to think that players, coaches, everybody is not have a little more personal responsibility on their plate. So you talk about it, you educate about it. There's gift exchange that'll happen, after meetings today. And so, all those things are part of your environment, part of your culture. They're very healthy for your environment culture. So you have to make sure you build that in because it's you want it to happen. You want everybody to participate. But we have a level of, preparation as far as time commitment, the number of things we need to cover each and every week. We're definitely not going to jeopardize that with everything that we have on the line. So, we clearly understand that. So we're getting our work done, but we're also going to take part in the spirit of these holidays.
What are the keys to finishing strong? You got yourself in a game last week where it was a little struggle to finish. You've gotten yourself now in a position to grab a division title. How do you emphasize, let's finish the deal?
Just really what we've been emphasizing all along. We knew when we were in a tough phase of the season that we just needed to stay true to ourselves and our commitment to one another. We've pushed through that, and now it's time to do something with it. So, and that's really our focus. We have a team coming in here. We have a lot of respect for it. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out type game. We fully expect it to go the full length of the game. So that's our mindset. That's our preparation, and that's what we're focused on because with this victory Saturday, That's all that matters because all the other stuff's just good conversation for everybody outside of our locker room to have.
You've talked a lot about Ty. You've been asked a million questions about Ty. Obviously, all running backs have different styles. Are you still sorting through what Ty does best, or you got a pretty good handle on that at this point?
Oh, I think we have a pretty good handle on it. I mean, it's and he's given us a lot of flexibility because of the type of skill set that he has. So we feel there's more to do with Ty. But, you know, it does start with running a football, especially in December football. I think we all clearly understand the importance to go into these games and be successful running the ball. And this run defense coming in here is excellent. They've been playing together for a couple of years now. So that's a big challenge. But there was a focus in Chicago, and it definitely will be a focus this week against the Vikings.
Mike, have you seen any kind of shift offensively in them from North Turner to Pat Shurmur?
Definitely. I think really the shift started before Norv resigned. I think you're seeing the continuation of that. You know, but at the end of the day, it's about systems. It's about players and really working through the different combinations. They've played a lot of different combinations of players on offense, and you got to really, you know, stay in tune more with who's playing, where they're playing, and what they're doing. So within their scheme.
A lot of coaches have teaching backgrounds, whether it was education major in college. Ben Sermon's talked about his background as a teacher. How much do you think that helped, and that, maybe not just Ben, but all your coaches who have that, when it comes to implementing the things you guys want to do?
Well, we are teachers. I mean, our job responsibility is clearly stated to every coach that's ever worked here. Your job is to teach and demand and always communicate. So you always try to make things very clear as far as job description, job responsibility. But in theory, that is our job. It's to teach, to sell, and to continue to teach, you know, whether it's a game plan each week, it's the fundamentals that are necessary. So we are teachers.
Back to Mark's question. When you prepare for the Vikings offense, is it a little bit more difficult? I mean, for years it was always Peterson. And then he gets hurt, they kind of had to go away from a lot of that stuff. Now that Peterson's back, do you have a good handle on what they might do, or do you think that maybe they keep some of that passing stuff and try to meld the two things together?
Well, I'm just the same answer I gave Mark. I mean, it's not as much as you know who's the coordinator. It's really their system of what they're doing. You know, who's playing, where they're playing, and what they're doing. So I mean, you got to focus more on those things because the Vikings have gone through a tough injury situation where they have a number of different players playing. So that's really been our focus.